Radio Alabama Sports. Childersburg Tiger Baseball is on the air. This is the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by AltaPoint. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, David McCurley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Garland Justice Field. I'll have to cut our nap mic down a little bit from the wind. It is very windy today. Big series for the Childersburg Tigers as they get started with midfield. We will try to get you all of the names of these midfield kids. They did not send us a starting lineup. The first pitch is low to Cordae Glover. That one low and outside as well. 2-0 now. Terry Kelly on the mound for the Tigers. So Cordae Glover. I guess that one's outside as well. 3-0.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that one, but really like the Terry Kelly call. I mean, you know what you got in two of your guys. See if you can get something good out of one more. And I have to say, that's got to be a strike, man.
Yep, and I think that's going to be – I'm not sure, but I do not have a number one, but I think it's number one on deck. It is 3-1 now on Glover. There's another strike, 3-2. Nice job of Terry Kelly coming back and getting in the count here. I'll give you the Tiger defense soon after this batter as we're just underway from Garland Justice Field. Called strike three, and Glover didn't like that call, but it's not going to change us out number one. Let me give you the Tiger defense. Over at third is Patton Oaks. At shortstop is Tyler Pope. Second base is Tegan Pope, and then first base is Lane Morris. And you got out in the outfield from left to right, Devin Williams, Brandon Calhoun, and Chase Price. Behind the plate is Manny Olague. And on the mound, as we mentioned, Terry Kelly with one out, nobody on. And there's a strike to the second man at the plate. And, KJ, I'm sorry, I do not have a name for him. Chris Fells, the head coach for the Patriots. There's another strike. So missing three balls in a row to begin with. Now he's thrown five straight strikes, has Terry Kelly.
Yeah, you talk about a way to answer and just come back, act like it never happened. Here's Terry.
And a swing and a miss, second strikeout of the game, and out number two. And that will bring, maybe KJ can help me here, big young man coming.
Number 11.
coming to the plate. And that's going to be Darius Moore. Big youngin, he steps into the right side of the box with two out and nobody on. We'll tell you the importance of this game here in just a couple of minutes. Another strike by Terry, and he's found the groove.
Man, he has found that part of the zone and has just left it stuck in automatic right there ever since.
He probably would have been a ball there, but he got Darius Moore swinging, so it's 0-2. Can Terry Kelly, the freshman, strike out the side? As Moore calls time and steps out of the box, and now he's back in there. An 0-2 count, two are out. Nobody on for midfield, top of the first inning. That pitch is outside, one ball and two strikes. Very windy today. The wind moving from right to left right now. Really blowing pretty well. There's called strike three. Terry Kelly does strike out the side. And that will do it for midfield here in the top of the first inning. Childersburg coming to bat. No score in this area contest between Childersburg and midfield. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Are pests bothering you at home or work? Alabama Termite and Pest Control can help. Whether it's rodents, termites, bugs, or hornets, they'll handle it quickly and safely. Call 256-378-6903 for a free termite treatment estimate or stop by their office in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Don't let pests take over your space. Call Alabama Termite and Pest Control today and get your home back.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Big area contest today between Childersburg and Midfield. Childersburg 2-0 in area play so far. So if they win this game today, yesterday Midfield, KJ, forfeited. They didn't have enough people to play. They had to forfeit up there at their place. I think a lot of their kids were involved in track and field, and they had some conflicts with that. But nevertheless, so Childersburg now is 3-0 in the area. If they win this game today, it puts them in the playoffs with a big series with Altamont coming up next week. But they've got to win this game first, and so far so good. They struck out the side of Midfield in the first inning.
Yeah, and I really go back to this. I really like the move of putting Terry Kelly on the mound tonight. Really, two good pitchers, you feel good. But if you got three guys that are bringing it, you feel pretty great, honestly, defensively nonetheless. Terry Kelly, one inning of work. Can't get a whole lot better after missing his first three pitches. Just never fazed him, and here he comes to the plate, ready to swing his bat. This is just a promising young freshman.
Absolutely, and he steps in the right-handed box to take on Glover, who will be on the mound for Coach Fell. And the first pitch promptly hits Terry in the back. So he's on at first base, and that's a good start to the Tiger first, even though I'm pretty sure it stung a little bit.
Yeah, I don't never feel too good, but
didn't have a lot of velocity on it.
No, it didn't really look great from the start. Just an off pitch. We'll see what happens here with Devin Williams.
Yeah, the senior steps in. He hit the ball well Saturday against Beauregard. That's going to be a balk. Somebody needs to tell this young man on the mound, Glover, he does not understand the motions of pitching from the stretch. And you cannot do – it's hard for me to describe what he did on the radio, but you can't do that. So Terry Kelly now on second base with nobody out. He's going to do it again. He's not careful. There's a strike to Devin Williams. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. I mentioned the importance of this game for Childersburg. And two, it's another day to play because that one's low and outside, one ball, one strike. Because Friday, Childersburg will play here again, a very good tune-up game for the Altamont series next week will be Fayetteville coming in here Friday night. Terry Kelly moving over to third. He'll get there. And it's two balls and one strike now on Devin Williams. So runner at third, nobody out. As I mentioned, Fayetteville coming up here on Friday night. That one bounces up there. And trying to get a number on our catcher there, Kay.
It's like number zero, possibly.
Yeah, I don't have a zero, but nevertheless, he did a good job of stopping that ball. If that's number four, it's Braylon Sellers.
Do think it is number four.
Here's a 3-1 to Devin Williams. That one bounces up there, and Devin is on at first with a walk, so a hit batter and a walk. And I'll assure you, in one pitch, Devin will be going to second, and there'll be runners on second and third here in just a second. Coach Hugh probably will have Manny taking here, as Manny Olage, the catcher today, steps into the plate. There goes Devin Williams. Ball gets behind the catcher. They got a good shot at getting him at home. They don't do it. And Devin Williams is going to go to third. And it is 1-0 quickly. And this midfield Patriot team, KJ, they are finding it hard here at Garland Justice.
Well, the play at home would have been there. Not a bad job covering up by the pitcher covering home, but the throw was just a little too slow and way off to try to get the speedy Terry Kelly. So 1-0 for the Tigers quickly.
Here's Manny with a 1-0 count. 2-0. That one gets all the way to the screen, and a better job by Sellers keeping it in play. And Devin has to stay at third, but you look at the outfield. The left fielder playing way over toward the line. There is a huge hole out in left center field. I mean, if you hit one over the shortstop's head, you can run for days. And almost the same gap in right center, just not as big. Time being called for something. Oh, I see now. We're waiting on Sellers behind the plate. He's got some problems with his catcher's gear. And while we've got a moment, and Coach Fales comes out to help him a little bit, while we've got a second, we'll tell you that lots of softball coming up here as well on Thursday. You got B.B. Comer hosting Shelby County. And then Childersburg right across the way here. They're playing a very good Horseshoe Bend team over there right now. And then a huge game for Childersburg Thursday night, KJ, as they'll play their area rival Thorsby. And I'm going to tell you something now. Childersburg has won their area 5 years in a row. It's starting to be, if you're going to be in the area of competition with Childersburg, you have to come through Childersburg.
Yeah, that's right. You know, just a really good program up and going for the softball team. I know Coach Cam, good friends of ours, just done an excellent job. Got a few really good players and some young ones that are just surprising them every day.
And I will tell you, Stephanie Kelly, there's a strike to Manny. Stephanie Kelly, who is Terry Kelly's mother, came over here. She's over at the softball field right now. Hopefully she's listening. She said that Kelsey hit a home run last night. So they've got some kids on that softball team that can hit it and pitch it, and they're going to be very good. There's a swing and a miss by Manny. He's not going to get out of the way. They could have called Devin out, but they didn't. And Devin comes home after the pass ball, and it's 2-0. And Manny's got a 2-2 count on him. Still nobody out here in the first inning. 2-0, Childersburg over midfield. That one skips up there, and it's full.
Yeah, just not a lot of velocity on the pitches. But, I mean, since the first really hit the pitch, he's found the zone a little bit better of the last few sequences. So Childersburg will have to be ready to hit the ball.
Well, he runs one in the dirt there in front of the plate. So Manny's going to get third walk of the game issued by Glover. And I was looking because Manny's going to be sped up for a run because he's the catcher. And I believe, yeah, that's Landon Calhoun, younger brother of Brandon, and a very good freshman in his own right. Well, here comes Big Lane Morris, the cleanup batter, stepping into the box. 2-0, Childersburg already, still nobody out. And the bat hadn't been put on the ball, hadn't had to be put on the ball yet. Three walks. Calhoun, there he goes, and that pitch wild behind Lane Morris. So down to second will be Calhoun.
Got so off. Landon started to go to third.
Yeah, I mean,
it would have been close.
And I'll tell you this, it'll get to a point in this game that Coach Donahue will, when I say call off the dogs, and there's a good stop by, they got a chance, had a little bit of a chance to get Landon, but he's going to get in the third. That's a good stop by the catcher there. But there'll come a point in this game where once the lead stays and gets secured, I mean, you never know how midfield's going to hit the ball, but you get a big lead and you keep it, they'll stop. They'll stop running bases. Here comes Landon coming home on the pass ball, and he will score. And I don't know how many times I've seen in a varsity baseball game, KJ, where it's 3-0 and the bat has not touched the ball yet.
Yeah, that's just not going to get it done for any bullpen. But the Tigers are taking advantage of it, just good base running and walks. Sometimes you just take them how you get them.
And I think I'm going to make sure he's talking to Glover, and his entire infield is Coach Chris Fales. And if he stays with Glover, I'll keep it here. But if he decides that we need another pitcher, we'll take a timeout. We'll hold it here and see. As now the umpire is going to go out and kind of break this little meeting up. Actually, he'll say something as he passes by. Midfield, if you're wondering, we were supposed to start this game around 5:00 and started it about 45 minutes late. So we're already at a juncture, and maybe, just maybe, and we're not going to get a pitching change. I tell you what the holdup was, KJ, was again on the catcher going. He went to the dugout and got him some new equipment.
Yeah, I was noticing the first time his coach came out, he was looking at the strap on the helmet as well as the strap on some of his knee equipment. So just wondering if the equipment's just, you know, outdated, and, you know, they can't help that.
Well, there's the fourth walk of the inning by midfield pitching. Four batters, four walks. And Glover really struggling. And in steps Tyler Pope. I had a long discussion with Tyler Pope before the game this morning. He just such a – and there goes Lane Morris. Maybe his first stolen base of the year. Maybe of his career. I don't know. But he's down there, and he slid in and got his pants dirty. Miss April will have to watch that tonight. But Tyler Pope is such a good young man, a senior, and he is going to play at the next level over in Mississippi next year.
Good.
And small junior or small college there, and strike on him, 21. He's got some friends from around the state that he plays summer ball with and everything. It's going to be there as well, so that's good for him. He'll be having a little signing ceremony later in the year after the season. Boy, he swings and misses it. Little off-speed pitch there, and it's one ball and two strikes. You know, these Tigers that go up there, KJ, they see that thing coming so much slower than what they're normally used to.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. The velocity change can sometimes, even though you think slow is easy, not necessarily always the case.
No. That one bounces up there, 2-2. And I got to tell you, this is no disrespect to midfield. I'm not saying that they're the bad news bears. I'm just saying their program has really been down for several years. I mean, let's face it, their basketball program's one of the premier ones in the state, girls and boys. And there's a foul ball by Pope. We'll do it again, 2-2. Courtney Jones, their basketball coach, has been – he's had that program rolling over there for years, but baseball and softball, they don't even have a softball team anymore.
Yeah, it just, you know, it kind of shows you where their emphasis is at. And again, as you said, that's no disrespect, because on that hardwood, man, they're the real deal.
Ball gets away from the catcher, Seller, so over to third is going to go Lane Morris, and it's full count now on Tyler Pope. And you're right. I will tell you, for years their football program got in this same kind of condition, but they've kind of come back and
yeah, didn't they win six games last year?
Yeah, they went to the playoffs.
Man, good for them.
Yeah, that is a pass ball. So five batters and five walks now. Tyler Pope goes down to first. Lane Morris is at third. So I'm sure that Chase Price will be told to take a pitch here, and Tyler Pope be headed to second. Wind still blowing pretty crisply. It's got the old glory out there standing at attention. There goes Tyler Pope, and that's a strike to Chase Price.
Reach Chase's mouth, strike in that tone.
Yeah, I don't think he cared for the call too much, but you will find, and there's a little looper, and that's a base hit right down the right field line. This is going to score two runs. Chase Price may get it inside the park home run time to get the baseball. They get it in right field, and he's going to end up at third. It is 5-0, and Chase Price at third. Now, I was about to say, KJ, you're going to – a lot of times umpires, and this rightfully so too, they're going to give a guy a lot of a room who's struggling like this with a team like this.
Yeah, and of course, as you said, that's the right call, because you don't want – the ultimate thing about sports is young men and women having self-confidence. So the worst thing that you want to see is – you know, somebody hanging their head because they're struggling. So anything you can do as an official, an umpire, to counter that, that's always a positive thing.
Well, we've sent six batters to the plate. Tegan Pope's going to come there now. We've sent six batters to the plate. We've touched the ball one time, and we've scored five runs. You wonder how that is. Well, good old base on balls. And here comes Chase Price. They won't catch him, even though they were closer than I would anticipated. After the pass ball to Tegan Pope, Chase Price comes home. It is now 6-0. And KJ, you know, seeing things that go on here as we can describe them the best we can, but you halfway sometimes kind of feel bad for these young men.
Oh, yeah, man. The coach in me, the father in me, the sports fan in me, of course. You know, you don't want to see this for anybody. But, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of one team being on a different level than the other. Sometimes it's just that way.
And there's a good little looper hit out in the left center field. And Tegan Pope is going to end up with a double there. Nice job for Tegan. Another hit, second hit of the game for the Tigers. And a runner at second, still nobody out for Padden Oaks. I wanted to show you now Saturday during the game here. Of course, we had the number retirement of Coach Mike Box, who has gone on to be with the Lord, and the number of Chad Slayton. And I'll tell you what, KJ, and you know Coach Slayton and know Reed very well, and the numbers that Coach Slayton compiled were impressive, and I'm going to talk about some of those here in a little bit, but he was up here with me for about an hour, and one of your and my favorite friends in Josh Padores,
oh yeah,
played on the 2007 championship team, and Josh was on with us, and they told of a story in the state championship series how Josh had runners on base, and he was at the plate, and there goes Tegan to go to third. Nobody's even going to catch that ball. It hits Tegan, and he's at third. But anyway, Josh was at the plate, and he got out, and he slung his helmet, and it infuriated Chad Slayton. And they both told me that Chad never said anything to him, but as they were walking to the dugout after that out, Coach Slayton put his, here comes Tegan Pope coming home. It's 2-0 now on Padden Oaks, and Tegan slides in, and it is now 7-0. But nevertheless, Coach Slayton put his hand on the back of Josh's neck, and Josh told me that every step they took, the squeeze got a little tighter. But I want you to take a look at this picture that he sent right after that happened as a young Josh Padores. And look at how mad Coach Slayton looks.
I think I saw that on Facebook, just absolutely in the zone. I mean, you talk about greats coaching-wise to come through here. You can't not mention Chad Slayton. I mean, he's top of the list. What a wonderful guy, too. I know a lot of folks that played for him still cherish him as a close father figure, family friend, even to this day. Just a joy of a guy to be around.
Yeah, you're right. And Patton's up there, and he's got a 3-1 count now. We're getting away from the game. It's already 7-0 here in the first inning. But I got to tell you, Chad's been a good friend to me and Coach Slayton, and it was good to see the ceremony Saturday, and there goes Patton with a walk. So 8 batters have come to the plate. There's been 2 hits and 6 walks. And that'll bring up BC, Brandon Calhoun, time being called by midfield, and we may get a pitching change, and Patton will go back and throw his equipment in the dugout, and they're going to, I don't know what they're going to do here, but this is probably going to be a pitching change. So while we've got a second, let's take a timeout as Childersburg has really come out blazing here with getting base on balls and a couple of hits. They lead it 7-0. Still nobody out. We'll be back here in just a minute. You're listening to the Domtar, Tiger Sports Network.
In Childersburg, they believe the best way forward is together. The Childersburg Area Chamber of Commerce is bringing businesses, leaders, and community partners to the table to create real growth and real opportunity. From workforce development to supporting local business, they're building a stronger future side by side. Join the movement. Childersburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Forward together.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a 2-bedroom starter or a spacious 4-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Well, we'll go back to action here from Garland Justice. New pitcher is going to be Darian King, and he will face Brandon Calhoun. And the Tigers looking good right now. They lead it 7-0 in the first inning. Still nobody out. And it's been two hits and five walks. Tegan Pope got a double. Chase Price had a triple. And everybody else has had a base on balls. So here we go. I believe we're ready to go. And Brandon Calhoun will step into the right-handed box and see if he can get on base. Right now, you got Patton Oakes on at first. And King now will work from the stretch. I thought for a minute he might work from the windup. He had a very short stoppage. That ball gets away from Sellers, and down to second is going to go Patton Oakes. So he and Lane Morris, KJ, both with a stolen base.
And you kind of hear the dugout kind of sarcastically cheering them on. He just got to love stuff like that in sports. But, yeah, could be some of the only stolen bases of their career.
That one gets away from Sellers again, and over to third will go Patton. 2-0 now on Brandon.
Yeah, he jogged into that one.
Now, the one thing that they do have to do, Childersburg here, is they got to stay focused because they got a different team coming in here, a different animal coming in here in the Wolves on Friday night. Very good baseball team. And then you got a series next week with Altamont that's going to decide whether you're home in the playoffs or traveling. And I'll tell you right now, you are much better to be at home than traveling in the first round of the baseball playoffs. I don't care what classification. I don't care where you are. You're just going to see a better time if you're – there's a strike from King, and it's 3-1. And I'll tell you, this wind is really, really blowing now. It won't be long before the old PXP guy is going to be putting on his sweatshirt.
I left mine in the car. That's good for it.
Well, you can go and get it. And boy, I thought that one hit the bat of Brandon. He was trying to get out of the way of it, but umpire says no, so he's on it first. So we have batted around as Terry Kelly comes back up there. He was hit by a pitch his first time. Everybody that has batted has scored, with the exception of Patton Oakes and Brandon Calhoun, and they're on first and third. And with one pitch, Brandon Calhoun's going to be on second. And there he goes. They won't even try to throw. And this thing's really, really getting out of hand early. Midfield doesn't even have an out yet. And for the second time, Terry Kelly has been hit in the back. He may need Miss Stephanie to do some rubbing on him tonight, do some therapy. we're going to have a new batter in the game right now. How about Barrett Price coming in to hit? Younger brother of Chase. Going to be hitting for Devin Williams.
Speed up runner is going to be Javin McKinney. We just came in to speed up run for Terry Kelly. So some of the guys that don't play as much are getting to see the field. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, you know Coach Donahue is going to do all he can to get them all in there today. We've got six guys on the sub list today. And here's the pitch from King. They're going to call that a strike to Barrett, even though it was up around his chin. That's okay, though. They're going to make him swing the bat in this instance. Bases are loaded, still nobody out. 7-0, Childersburg. Swing by Barrett. 0-2.
And they have been at 0-2, I think, two, maybe three different times, and the Tigers have found their way to manufacture a base runner out of it.
Yeah. Here's the 0-2 from King. And there is the first out of the inning as a swing and a miss and a strikeout by Barrett Price is out number one. And that'll bring up Manny. Manny Walton scored his first time. He's back up there with one out here in the bottom of the first. 7-0 Childersburg, and the bases loaded with one out. And that one almost hit Manny. Was behind him.
Bases loaded. If there is a walk here, there will be an automatic one run put on the board.
Yep. Shade starting to get most all of this field now, except a little bit of the infield and out in right field. Everywhere else is in the shade. That one bounces up there, 2-0 to Manny. These pitchers from midfield, I know they're struggling to throw strikes, but they also very slow and methodical in the way they do things. They don't get in a hurry, which to me, you know me, I like somebody that gets up there and goes at it way high, and it's 3-0.
It was an athletic catch by the catcher. That's a run on the board, if not for the efforts of his catcher.
Yeah, Sellers kept another point off the board there. 3-0 now to Manny. Bases loaded. That was high and inside, so that will walk a run in. It is now 8-0. And everybody moves up 90 feet. That forces Patton Oaks home. It's now 8-0, and here comes Lane Morris.
Landon Calhoun now joins the party of base runners. So you got Landon Calhoun, Javin McKinney, and
Brandon Calhoun.
Yep.
Yeah, at first base.
So. Speed, and more speed.
Yeah, they can all fly. Lane, I'd love to see Lane crank one, get into one right here. Not necessarily a home run, and there's a high fly ball that's going to go foul. He crunk it. But I'd love to see him get into one here as well. Fayetteville right now against Woodland. Woodland, one of their area opponents. Fayetteville has won 11-0 in five innings.
Awesome job for the Wolves.
Yep.
And they just take care of business with just about everybody that they should take care of business with. And here's a pass ball coming home is Brandon Calhoun and gets there rather easily.
So, one ball and one strike, one out to Lane Morris. Everybody moves up 90 feet. And it is now 9-0. All nine batters in the first go-round have scored. Don't know that I've ever seen that. Lane fouls one back our way. And he's in the hole at 0-2. I said 0-2. I think it's 1-2. One out. Pops one up. Let's see if this will... It will actually be caught by the second baseman. He struggled, but that's all that matters is he got the job done.
Yeah, you could just tell Lane was reaching a little bit on that. He wanted to hit in the worst type of way. Does make pretty decent contact, but pop fly and a nice catch held on to by midfield there.
Now, I know it's 9-0, but here's where I'd like to see a good base hit from Tyler Pope. He's the leader of this team, one of them, and he struggled a little bit at the plate on Saturday, and I'd just like to see him get those other two runs in here if he gets a chance. That one gets by the catcher, and another run's going to come home in the form of Javion McKinney. He was running for Terry Kelly, so it is now 10-0. Over at third's going to go, who's that? Is that Landon running for Olage? That is Landon Calhoun, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yep. So Landon Calhoun's at third. You got Tyler Pope at the plate, 10-0, two outs. Bottom of the first. And Tyler popped it up. Will this stay in play? I don't think it will. It'll get just over the netting. Well, actually, hits the top of the dugout, so... One ball, one strike now. So you hear probably here in the background the gunshots over at Red Eagle Gun Club. Shooting range. One ball, one strike to Tyler Pope. Way outside, 2-1. Midfield in Childersburg. It's 10-0. Tigers in the bottom of the first inning. That one almost got Tyler, and it's 3-1. King having a time getting through it, just like the first pitcher they had up there in Glover. That's going to be a walk, gets by the catcher, and in for another run is going to be Landon Calhoun. It is now 11-0. Tigers still with two outs. Bottom of the first inning.
And this inning started now at 5:34 with the late start. It's 6:18, if that gives folks at home any indication.
We have sent 14 batters to the plate, and now another substitution hitting for Chase Price is going to be Connor Jordan, who doesn't get in there a lot. This is another young player, KJ, and look at the size of this kid. And he really has got a lot of promise, as well as all these younger players. There goes Tyler Pope running to second, and that's ball one to Connor Jordan.
Yeah, he didn't even waste time. The first pitch didn't even finish getting thrown, and he was already starting his run. Just aggressive base running for Childersburg, and they're going to put the runners on the bases. You be aggressive.
That's right. I'll be honest with you. Connor pops it up on the infield. They should get out of the inning, and they can't. They can't corral it. So... We'll do it again. One ball, one strike. But I was going to say, The only player on the roster that has not touched the field in some way for Childersburg is Cam Estelle, and I'll be honest, I don't remember seeing him down there before the game. I don't even know if he's here. Is Cam Estelle here, buddy? Yeah, Cam. There's another strike to Connor Jordan. I was asking my man Hudson Williams, son of Coach Corey Williams, and he'll be a Tiger here next year, and I'm telling you, he has got some promise, buddy. One of the best catchers down here in this Cal Ripken League, best players, really. Of course, he's got a state champion playing dad, coaching him and coaching here and back here now from Vincent. 2-2 now on Connor Jordan. Runner at second is Tyler Polk. There's a swing and a miss by Connor, and midfield got to believe that they were out there for at least 45 minutes as they end the first inning. We'll go to the top of the second. Childersburg with an 11-run lead, 11-0. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department has provided programs, sports, clubs, and events for all ages in and around the Coosa Valley. Activities all year round and the opportunities for you and your family member to be involved are endless. The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is here for you and your community.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Garland Justice Field as Darion King will come to the plate. And he'll look at Terry Kelly getting his second inning of work. And Terry Kelly is probably going to be a little comfortable. He's got an 11-run lead after one inning. I didn't stutter.
Yeah, a little high on his first pitch for ball one. His, if you remember, it's been a while since he's been out there on the mound, but
yeah.
Missed on three straight pitches to begin his day, and after that just didn't miss for about eight or nine straight.
Struck out the side in the first inning. There's a strike, swinging by King. And it's two balls and one strike to Darius King. Foul that one away. So it's 2-2. And I believe that's going to be Sellers. Is that Sellers on deck? Actually going to be Joshua Wallace on deck. And the 2-2 pitch about to be made to King. There's out number one here in the second inning. Another strikeout for Terry Kelly. He's adding to that total real quickly with four. So my good buddy, our SRO officer up here, one of the best in the business, Mr. Kenny Funderburk.
Hey,
He's always having fun with these kids, but he's got their back, I'll tell you that. And there is a strike to Joshua Wallace.
Boy, with Officer Funderburg, and I get to work closely with Officer Brett Miller down at Fayetteville every day. What wonderful SROs this county has.
Oh, yeah.
And I come to enjoy the company of all of them.
Here's strike two to Wallace. You couldn't have said it better, and I tell you, this one behind us here has not only won awards. There's a swing and a miss and the fifth strikeout for Terry Kelly, but Officer Funderburk has also been named Officer of the Year several times and just won several awards. Coming to the plate now is going to be Messiah Dunn, I do believe. With two outs and nobody on, it's been a walk fest for midfield when they're in the field, and it's been a strikeout fest for Chillsburg when they're in the field. Five batters for midfield, five strikeouts. And it's quickly 0-2 on Messiah Dunn.
I mean, that's just only the second time that I can recall that even any contact has been made. It's either been a few times that Terry has thrown a ball or he's thrown a strike. There's just not really been much in between. Not a lot of positives on either side for midfield. Childersburg's really handled business.
Well, he strikes out the side again. This one looking as well as it was in the first inning. Childersburg with an 11-0 lead over midfield. We'll step aside and take a timeout. Another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Cold weather is here, and it's not going away. So to keep your home cozy, you need to call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. We're proud to provide safe, reliable propane services for homes and businesses across the Coosa Valley. As your local energy partner, we offer dependable delivery, affordable pricing, and hometown service you can trust all winter long. No worries, no runouts, just steady, comfortable heat when you need it most. Call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative today or visit online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Don't let the pain slow you down. Hi, it's Ben Donahue at Donahue Physical Therapy. Our patients get one-on-one attention from our dedicated team about getting you back to your normal way of life after an injury. Whether you're recovering from surgery or managing chronic pain, Donahue Physical Therapy will create a plan that works for you. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Need a gift? Fair to Midland and downtown Childersburg has you covered. Their gift department is full of fun, unique finds for every occasion. Whether it's a birthday party, baby shower, or just because, stop by Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, the perfect place to find the perfect gift.
Well, we'll go to work in the bottom of the second inning, and we'll enjoy an 11-run lead right now. 11-0 Childersburg over midfield on this Tuesday beautiful evening as the sky starts to dim and we get to darkness here. The lights have been turned on and still a pretty good wind blowing from right to left. Sometimes it'll blow a little straight out. But here's Tegan Pope. Tegan had a double, one of the two hits for Childersburg. He had a double his first time. And Childersburg has scored 11 runs in the first inning. It'll be Tegan Pope and then Patton Oakes and Brandon Calhoun. Bottom of the order here in the bottom of the second. Darius King still on the mound. Here's a little ground ball by Teagan. Picked up by the second baseman, and they're going to get him out. It was a bang-bang play, and thought he might have been there, but I think with the score being the way it is, they're going to get most of the calls like that.
I think the out was in time, but I'll tell you, the second baseman took his absolute time getting the ball over there to first. If he would have thrown a little bit quicker, it wouldn't have even been close for Teagan Pope.
Yeah, but give Teagan a lot of credit. Yeah,
he dug it out.
He did. He didn't give up.
He made it very interesting. Nonetheless, first out and see what Pat Noakes can do.
Patton takes ball one. It gets to the screen, and grabbing a bat for Childersburg in the on-deck circle is Javin McKinney. Javin McKinney. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Good young man. That one's low as well, 2-0.
The thing about Patton that I don't know as a basketball guy, baseball broadcaster perspective, I don't know that I've seen a baseball pitcher have a two-year turnaround that I've seen Pat Noakes have from last year to this year. I mean, this kid is just a whole new ball player from where he was last year, just from what I've seen him, you know, throw. Of course, Terry Kelly got the nod tonight, but he's just came a long way.
Yeah, you'll see him either on Friday night some, or you'll definitely see him in the Altamont series next week. There's a strike, and it's 3-1 to Patton. But, you know, Patton didn't hit a lot his first 2 years on varsity level. And now he's batting in that eighth spot, but don't be fooled. He's got some pop in his bat, but you're right. The turnaround he's made on the mound's been great. He gets another walk here. And Patton Oaks is on first base with one out, and that'll bring up McKinney, as we mentioned, hitting for Brandon Calhoun. And we'll go back to the top of the order where Terry Kelly will grab a bat. That one bounces up there, and Patton's going to go to second on the pass ball. And I would imagine Terry Kelly, who's on deck, probably is a little hesitant about going up there. He's been hit in the back two times. Sure, they may have to give him a little therapy tonight on the old back. But he's done a good job. He's struck out the side in the first two innings. Good pitch by King. It got McKinney swinging, and it's 1-1. One out. Runner at second is Patton Oaks.
Neither pitcher that midfield has thrown tonight has had the velocity, but I'll give King credit for one thing, that I think he may have a few more pitches in his bag than the first pitcher for midfield, if you will. He has shown that breaking ball at times. It doesn't break a whole lot, but it breaks enough for us to, you know, swing and miss it a couple.
Yep. You're right. Patton goes to third. 2-1 now on McKinney. One out. Bounces up there, and they'll keep Patton at third as the ball got by Sellers behind the plate. Not a huge crowd on hand here for the Tigers, but there are some here, some across the street over at the softball field. Love to know what the score is over there, but right now can't tell. Playing Horseshoe Bend. King with the 3-1 pitch to McKinney. Good cut by McKinney. He fouled it back into the screen. Coach Papa Donahue, Coach Chad Donahue down in the first base box. Had a long discussion with him before the game about last Saturday's ceremony. It was, that one bounces up there, and here comes Patton Oaks. He's coming home. He's going to get there. Head slides into home plate, and I don't know that Coach Donahue wanted to see that. And he thought he had to get down, but you don't want one of your best pitchers getting hurt in an 11-0 game sliding into home.
Yeah, you know, Coach Donahue may say a little something to him about it, but I think Patton Oaks just wanted to make sure that he got there.
12-0 now, Childersburg. But I was going to say that Coach Chad Donahue and I had some conversation about Saturday's ceremony with Coach Slayton, and Coach Donahue and Coach Slayton have been best friends for so many years. That pitch gets away from Seller, so down to second is going to go McKinney. At the plate is Terry Kelly. You can hear the wind in our microphones. It's still whipping pretty good at almost dark. There's a strike to Terry Kelly. 1-1. Good pitch by King. One thing I'm going to say about these midfield kids, they're still out there playing and hard and trying. Every time a ball gets by Sellers behind the plate, he's up and after it. He's not loafing. Good pitch by King, a little off speed, and got Terry Kelly swinging. 1-2. There's a good ground ball by Terry Kelly, and the third baseman tried to tag McKinney on the way by. He missed him. So now runners will be at first and third with one out. And McKinney's getting a little earful from Coach Donahue over there. I don't think he wanted him to run there. He almost was out, but Chillsburg fortunate now that he's at third. Terry Kelly at first. Only one out in the inning for Barrett Price. And he takes ball one. Down to second goes Terry Kelly. Chillsburg at it again. Runners at second and third with only one out. 12-0, they lead it already here in the bottom of the second inning. And when bounces up there, here comes McKinney home. It's 13-0.
And your pen has been really busy tonight with these run totals, almost reminiscent to how I used to have to flip back and forth with keeping the book for the basketball games.
Yeah, I may give out an ink here in a bit. 2-0 now on Barrett Price. Glad to see Barrett getting in the game. He was one of the best players a couple of years ago in this Cal Ripken League over here behind us. That pitch is across there, 2-1. And Manny's on deck, and he's walked twice and scored twice. I think everybody has. That one behind Barrett. Here comes a runner home. And scoring is going to be Terry Kelly. It is now 14-0. Now, I know, KJ, that softball has a 15-run rule limit after three innings. I don't know if that applies in baseball, too. And I don't know. But we got to get there first. It's 14 now. 3-0 count on Barrett. And it's outside next pitch. And Barrett's going to get the first with a walk. And that'll bring up Olage. Manny has had a good year. Now, you want to talk about somebody that's worked hard at his craft. We were talking about Patton Oaks. This kid right here, KJ, could not hardly stop many balls his freshman year. He couldn't hardly throw anybody out as Barrett Price steals second. The ball goes into center field, and he's going to get all the way to third. But I'll tell you one thing about Manny. In 2 years, he's now a junior, and he's one of the best catchers around here. You're not going to steal on him a lot. Things don't get by him, and he's really worked on his hitting.
Yeah, he has really came a long way. Another guy that's just a different player. I mean, he puts the bat on the ball pretty much every one out of 3 to 4 times now, and he just wasn't like that when he first started, especially hitting. But, I mean, he's came a long way from behind the plate, too. Seeing him, his pickoff move just continue to get better as well.
He takes ball 2 from Darius King. On deck is Lane Morris. King from the stretch. Barrett Price at third. They'll throw over there and try to get Barrett out. They can't do it. And I'm just going to assume that Cam Estelle, Heavy D, may not be at the ballpark today for whatever reason, because I haven't seen him at all, and he would have already been in the game by now. So we're only in the second inning, and it's 14-0 Childersburg over midfield. Atlanta Braves still playing out at the California Angels. They'll start here in about 2 hours. Late start out on the West Coast. That one's outside. Here comes Barrett Price coming home, and it's 15-0. And it's 3-0 on Manny. The Atlanta Braves catch A off to a 6-5 record as of today. A little bit better. You know, last year they started 0-7.
Yeah, it's improvement. Let's just see if they can continue it on through midway through the season.
Pitching's going to be the answer, and of course they've got to stay healthy. If you can keep Ronald Acuna healthy along with Albies, you'll be okay, and that's a good gesture right there I'm seeing on the field. Manny swung at one that he couldn't have hit with a telephone pole. You know what? He was instructed to do that. And you probably will see him do it here again. We'll see. 15-0, Childersburg leads it. Bottom of the second inning. He swings again and fouls that one away. That would have been ball 4 as well.
Yeah, and I also saw with Lane Morris, who's on deck a moment ago, you saw Coach Donahue go over and tell him likely to be the same thing, and it's just another good example of why the character has gotten so much better over the last 5 years at Childersburg. It's just you have men like that making decisions like that.
Well,
doing things like that, which is the right thing to do.
Well, you want me to tell you something? As Manny fouls one away. At some point in time in your coaching career, you're going to be on the flip side of this.
Yes, sir.
And you will hope that that other person treats you in the same manner, and rightfully so.
Gives you the grace that you hope you never need.
Now, Manny couldn't swing at that one. It actually hit him, but they're going to say, well, I thought they were going to say it hit his bat. And it was just going to be a foul ball, but Manny goes down to first. Now, that hit him on his catching hand, which is his left hand. So I hope he's going to be all right. I hope that's not going to. Last thing you want to see here in a game like this is one of our players getting hurt. I believe we're going to have another pitching change. Midfield out on the mound. Looks like the entire infield. And I believe we're going to have a pitching change. We'll step aside and take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. Tigers up 15-0, one out in the bottom of the second inning on the Dumtar Tiger Sports Network.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist in Childersburg. God's love reaches people through fellowship, and at First Baptist, we have many ways and times for you and your family to experience that love and fellowship. Our Sundays start with Sunday school at 9:15 and worship service at 10:20. Our praise team meets at 4 with Sunday evening worship at 5. Wednesdays, our Next Gen Kids praise team is at 5, and we have Bible study for all ages at 6. Come and enjoy this love and fellowship in 2026 at First Baptist in Childersburg and experience something new.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Silicaga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Welcome back to Garland Justice Field. It has been all blue here in this contest between Childersburg and Midfield. Bottom of the second inning, there's still only one out for Childersburg at the plate, and they own a 15-0 lead. They scored 11 times in the first inning. They've scored 4 here. And Midfield has changed pitchers again. Their third pitcher is now Evans. I believe that's Landon Calhoun running for Manny Olague, and Lane Morris at the plate, and he swings and misses it. Strike one. On deck is Tyler Pope. Landon Calhoun at first, and you'll see as Lane Morris swings and misses at another pitch. With a 15-run lead now, you see that Chillsburg's not running the base pads anymore. Landon could have already been at third. O-2 count on Lane Morris. Lane hits one way out in right center field, and that's going to roll all the way to the fence. Lane will stop at second, and going to third is going to be Landon Calhoun. And I don't know if Lane was trying to do that or not, KJ, but it counted.
Yeah, I'm not sure. He kind of had a surprised look on his face after it happened. I don't know. You just kind of see him having fun on second. This is a game where Childersburg is able to do that and have fun while also showing class, because it's a game that Midfield wants to forget as soon as possible.
They'll forget it as soon as they get on the boat, on the bus. Long fly ball out into center field. Nice play out there. So now two outs. That play was made by Glover, who was the first pitcher. So Tyler Pope is eliminated. And that'll bring up Chase Price, actually. it'll be Connor Jordan again. Two are out now, though. Wild pitch by Evans, 1-0.
Yeah, Calhoun could have easily stole home on that if he really wanted to, but right there in the ear is Coach Donahue.
Actually, they call a balk here on Evans, so Calhoun will score. He's made to score there. And moving to third will be Lane Morris. It is now 16-0 with two outs in the bottom of the second. That one bounces up there. Nice catch by Sellers behind the plate. 2-0 on Connor Jordan. The 2-0 pitch from King. High 3-0. Three balls and no strikes to Connor Jordan. Two are out. Runner at third is Lane Morris. That's ball four, and down to first will go Connor Jordan. Got a feeling that you'll see Tegan Pope maybe force into an out. I don't know. Evans will work from the stretch. Connor Jordan at first. He'll stay there. That ball's way wild. They're just going to have a hard time, KJ, getting the ball across the plate here.
Yeah, when you don't have somebody that at least one person that can get pitches where they need to be, it's a long, long evening.
It was a good pitch, and Tegan fouled it off. 1-1. Talk about how great of a kid Tyler Pope is. Well, I'll tell you, this one right here is right with him. His brother, younger brother Tegan, two of the most well-mannered kids I've ever been around. You got some kids on this Tiger baseball team, such as Cam Estelle and these Pope kids and Patton Oaks and Chase Price. They're always so remarkably respectful. And there's a ground ball by Tegan back to the pitcher, and that'll do it for for Childersburg in the bottom of the second. However, they get five more runs after two complete innings. It is all Tigers here. 16-0 Childersburg. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Okay, babe, this new home insurance, I'm bugging out.
Why did you say buggin'? Ah! And why are you buggin'?
I don't know what I'm doing! Why aren't you buggin'?
Because I just need a State Farm agent. That's what they do. They help people understand their insurance and not bug out about it. Ah! And they're, like, there when you need them. Now quit buggin' and say the jingle!
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there!
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
Cold weather rolls into Alabama. Make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app.
Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit SycamoreFCU.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Welcome back to Garland Justice Field. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. Top of the third inning. It's been all Childersburg against midfield, 16-0. And Terry Kelly has faced six batters. He's got six strikeouts. And he starts midfield off with a ball. And see if I can make who out. They didn't give me a lineup, of course. I think this is DeMario Brown at the plate. And there's a strike, 1-1 to Brown. And I'm not sure, but if the 15-run rule out of three applies, this game is going to be over with very shortly. There's strike two to Brown. Oh, and there's the first base runner for midfield as Brown is on after being hit by a ball. So midfield finally gets a base runner in the third inning.
Something else I'll say about midfield, too, that I've noticed, really good sportsmanship at the plate. I've seen multiple times tonight just fist bumps given out to Childersburg players and umps. And you really don't see a team doing that unless it's taught. So that is something that I have noticed as they try for the pickoff move, and
well, they try for, got it. Yeah, they try for the steal. And Benny, that shows you how far he's come, because I want to tell you, Brown can run.
Yeah, Manny didn't have that play 3 years ago.
No, you're right. And he throws it to Tyler Pope, and there's out number one here in the third inning. And a 1-1 count on, I believe that is going to be Smith at the plate. Another strike, 1-2. And there is strike three, seventh strikeout of the game for Terry Kelly, and out number two here. That was Trenton Smith. And I think coming to the plate now is going to be Evans. And he fouls one back in the screen, 0-1. Terry Kelly has faced the minimum so far, eight batters in three innings. He gave up a walk by hitting DeMario Brown, but then Brown was caught stealing. And here's Evans to try to keep the game going for midfield. 16-0 Tigers, top of the third. There's strike two.
A lot of midfield batters just not even swinging the bat right now.
He swung at that one and fouled it back into Manny's face mask, or did it? Might have got our umpire. Oh, that did get Manny. He's going to have a headache in the morning. He's okay, though. I'm going to tell you one thing. That's a tough kid. He has been a couple of years, and he has taken beatings behind the plate, I've seen. And he's never complained and always got a smile on his face. I spoke to him when I first got here today, and he's just always happy. Doesn't matter what the situation. Manny Olague is always happy. You like to be around kids like that.
Oh, no question. I mean, you like to be around people like that in general.
Yep. Here's an 0-2 count to Evans from Terry Kelly. Popped up out of play. And
heads up.
And we have to give the...
Sorry, guys.
No, you don't be sorry. These fields around here, when foul ball goes out of play, you got to tell people to have their head on a swivel. 0-2 pitch again from Terry Kelly. Popped up back our way. Maybe KJ can reach out and catch that one.
Another few feet or so, if yeah. I was Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, it was a little out of the way. Looks like the Childersburg softball Tigers are done for the day. There's some of them over here, I think, watching the game. There's called strike three. 8 strikeouts now for Terry Kelly. And I believe we're going to hold it here because I'm not sure if that's going to be the run rule or not. I believe it is going to be.
Probably have to have a quick coaches meeting just for both of them to say they agree to the terms.
Yeah. And that yep. is going to be the ball game. KJ, there's not much to say, especially on the midfield side of things, but from a Childersburg perspective, a lot of walks. They did hit the ball when they needed to, but Terry Kelly faced 9 batters and struck out 8 of them.
I mean, you can't get a whole lot better than that. Just one batter not struck out, and the one that he didn't strike out got thrown out a very few seconds later by Manny Olague. So just a complete performance for the Tiger defense. The offense didn't really have to do a whole lot with all of the walks, but good job being disciplined and taking advantage of what they gave you on the base paths. Good win for Childersburg, but they'll have to quickly kind of forget about the win.
Yeah.
We talked about midfield forgetting about the loss, but you got a week to end the week that Childersburg, the way that Childersburg does, you can't think about this for too long.
Fayetteville coming in here Friday night. Don't know if we'll have it on the air or not. We'll have to check everything out and make sure that we can. We will be airing the Lady Tigers softball team, Coach Cam Mazzell. They got a big one against Thorsby on Thursday here over at Della Whitworth Stadium. I'm going to let KJ get out of here, and I'm going to come back and wrap things up here in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Welcome back to Garland Justice Stadium. Dave McCurley with you as the Tigers improve on the season with a 16-0 victory in 3 innings over the midfield Patriots. Midfield just cannot get their baseball program where they would like for it to be, especially alongside their basketball program. Very good one, but this field getting worked on by the players now out there for Childersburg, and they'll cover everything up. And then, of course, on Friday, they will have the Fayetteville Wolves coming in here. Fayetteville, a big winner today, 11-0 over their area opponent in Woodland. So Fayetteville inching closer and closer to the playoffs. This win today puts Childersburg in the playoffs, and next week's games between Childersburg and Altamont will decide who's going to be hosting and who's going to be traveling in the playoffs. First game of that series on Tuesday right here at Garland Justice Field. That is 1 week from today, and weather permitting, we will be here for that main event. So until then, Dave McCurley saying the Tigers get it done in a big fashion, 16-0 over the Midfield Patriots. You've been listening to it right here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network on Kicks 100.3. Don't forget McCurley in the morning, tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Have a nice Tuesday evening, everybody, and we'll see you next time on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.